You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, we're halfway through the show and we're going to switch it up and talk about food and food security, because this week what we did see is many stores are running out of basic foodstuffs like bread and milk and some stores even meat, as many people rushed to stock up afraid the country would run out of food because of the riots. But to update us on the latest situation regarding food stocks, I'm joined by John Purchase, the CEO of the Agricultural Business Chamber. John, thanks so much for your time. I tell you, my mother, she tried to go stock up yesterday and she found that a lot of the stuff was gone. Perhaps you can just give us a bird's eye view of how bad the situation regarding food security presently is.
Yes, thanks, Fifi, and good evening to everyone. There are risks around food availability, especially in those areas that have been affected by the looting and the arson and violence, etc. So specifically more so in Natal or KZN, KwaZulu-Natal, both around the urban and in the rural areas. The rural towns have also been hit very hard. And often the malls or the retail shops that have been hit there were the only real sources of access for of basic foodstuffs for many people. So Natal is a big problem. There is generally enough food in South Africa, and more than enough. We're actually in a very good season, the past two seasons. We're a net exporter of food. The problem is the distribution of that food into those areas that have been hit by the violence, and the threat around those areas where the roads have been closed, like the N3, which has to be reopened. That has to be our number one priority, and opening the urban port as well. And then the N2 is also important, getting the NATCOR railway line also open. I think they were trying to open that this evening. That's what Transnet told us this morning. So we've got to get the distribution network working. We've got to show that these instigators and criminals that basically we are taking back control of our supply chains and our food networks, etc. Generally, In Gauteng, there have been incidents, but I think these are under control now fully. And I think the distribution networks in Gauteng are working very close to 100%, if not 100%. I saw no panic buying today. There is no reason to panic buy. Not anywhere, but in Natal, KZN, we are putting in place special measures to ensure with Consumer Goods Council, with we had a big meeting this morning with five ministers, on with Minister Under Minister De Beers's chairmanship. We've got a task team going between the private sector and government to make sure that we get food to the destitute in those areas. So there are processes and programs in place now to ensure that food will be available to everyone.
That is across the country.
That's
good to know, John. But just to go back to what you were talking about, I mean, the closure of Durban Port and also the closure of key transport routes like the N3, which I believe is quite important in getting food across the country, given that most food stuff is transported via road. So how central in our entire value chain, how important is the KZN province in providing the country with food?
KZN is important. It's an important agriculture province, but it's also an important logistical province because Durban Port is so important, both from exports and imports situation. We're importing wheat. One of our big problems, or one of our riskier problems, is wheat. And there are two ships there at the moment that have to offload 60,000 tons, and we couldn't do that over the past few days. But we have prioritized now to get that wheat inland so that we do not have bread shortages. The bread shortages, and you actually alluded to that, are, and it could get worse if we don't get the N3 open. For the simple reason that, and we also need to get east, for example, from Durban. That also has to come by road through the N3. And until this afternoon, the N3 was not open. So there could be sporadic shortages of bread, but we believe that we will have the N3 open tomorrow, that it will flow, and that that everything will be normalized over the weekend at least.
Today, Tiger Brands, which does make Albany bread and also rice and all other forms of snacks that we eat, actually issued a statement and spoke about the fact that KZN, its operations there were hit, and that security of supply will be based on the reopening of the key transport routes that you spoke about. But I'd like to know about the image that this has had on South Africa and its position in the global supply value chain. How harmful do you think it's been?
Yes, any of those images, Fifi, are terrible. And those images were broadcast, as you know, globally. I mean, we all saw them on our own screens, and no investor, no person that wants to do business with you wants to... It has confidence in a country that behaves like it. Let's be frank and honest about that. You know, we're in the midst of our fruit export season, our citrus export season. We export roughly 50 billion rands worth of citrus. We're the second biggest exporter of fresh citrus in the world. And it's so important that we build our client base across the world. We're literally well over 100 countries that we export citrus to. And we want to create a positive image of healthy, good food that we can supply all the time, and our global image in terms of our export markets. And we last year we exported over $10 billion US dollars worth of agricultural products. We have a positive trade balance of close to $5 billion US dollars. And I'm not talking rands, US dollars. So the agricultural sector and the manufacturing sector are incredibly important to our balance of payments, to job creation. Between the agro-processing and the primary agriculture sector, we employ over 1.4 million people. That's 10% of more than 10%, nearly 12% of South Africa's workforce.
Yeah.
So, you know, if these things get hit and we lose markets because of our image, etc., it's really not good news. People must understand the knock-on effects are not good.
Because one has to wonder, we're talking long term, I mean, in terms of investments, but just short term, with the situation there at the Durban port, one has to wonder how much stock is sitting there that was due to be exported, and how much stock on the other side is sitting there that was due to be imported, and whether that stock will still be fine, given that foodstuff does go if it does have a shelf life, John.
Yeah, absolutely. A very good question, too, because the cold stores in are fully packed, waiting to be shipped, and we can't ship them out. There are literally hundreds of lorries on the road waiting, that are already on the road, that are waiting for it to open from Harrismith down to the Durban. We usually take roughly 500 lorries, trucks, with containers, for citrus per day, have got to go through Durban port. 500 per day. Now we've lost 6 days. So there's over 3,000 trucks that are basically, they're not all on the road. Some are waiting at the point of departure, but that are waiting to get into the system. Now you've got a backlog, and the harbor just cannot, it won't be able to catch up. So what we're also doing is we've launched with the government the Maputo Corridor Export Initiative to try and get the produce out through Maputo. Some are even trucking now down to Cape Town from the north, from the Lowveld, because of the blockage with the Durban. So yes, it's incredibly, not just from our exports, but then also our imports. I alluded to the wheat, but there are also other exports that are waiting to get out. And obviously, with perishable products like fruit, etc., your quality gets compromised in the process.
Yeah. John, thanks so much for joining us. I think the message is clear. I mean, no need to panic buy at this stage. It's great to hear that there's a lot of workings or goings on behind the scenes with yourselves and governments to try and put the situation to bed as quickly as possible. But the knock-on effects in terms of the economy and exports and imports potentially that you speak of were also well heard. That's John Purchase, CEO at Agbiz.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.